And, you know, understanding that these are selected patients, when you use your selection approach, what's sort of the longest you've been able to carry somebody without treatment?
A year, sometimes even a little longer. It was a funny situation, now that you bring this up. I saw a patient a couple of weeks ago who's actually a faculty member who had a perforated cancer with some peritoneal studding. And his wife's close friend is the widow of a patient of mine who had had four liver lesions, and I had watched him for more than a year. I wasn't happy watching the peritoneal carcinomatosis. I was happy watching an asymptomatic liver metastasis with normal liver chemistries. And the wives got together, and they couldn't understand why one was different. So it's, I guess, one size doesn't necessarily fit all, but it's just looking at the patient.
That's interesting. Why would you be more likely to treat peritoneal mets?
Because I'm always worried about them causing obstruction. I'm worried about them having other issues. I would be more likely in that patient to treat them early, and if they're doing well, stop for a while. Whereas with the liver disease, it's a much more objective way of following it with liver chemistries and a CEA. The first thing I'm going to find with a peritoneal carcinomatosis is when they have obstruction, and then I'm sort of up the creek. These aren't black and white rules. These are just things you do.